All right, folks, we're joined by Governor Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, running for president and seeking, now I understand, the nomination through the Libertarian ticket. Do I have that correct?
You do, Russ, and hopefully I am the Libertarian nominee, and the opportunity, I think, the pie-in-the-sky opportunity is that the Libertarian nominee will be on the ballot in all 50 states in the general election. And then I think there's a real possibility that the Libertarian nominee might poll at 15% and be on the debate stage with Obama. And I believe the Republicans are going to end up nominating Romney.
Yes. And you know, this is something that as we went through the Republican primary process, you were engaged in seeking that Republican nomination. And it was very frustrating to see you get shut out of debate after debate after debate while other candidates who were polling lower than you were in the debates. I had a theory, and I've seen Representative Ron Paul. He's still in the race, and he still gains a lot of support. So I know a lot of your messages, a lot of what you espouse are popular amongst the Republican base. So I'm wondering, do you think the GOP was reluctant to have two Libertarian voices on the stage, maybe under the theory that one they can dismiss as a fringe, but two might be a movement?
No, I think that that's an absolute, that's an assertion that I don't think that can be denied. When you think about communication, the fact is that we as human beings, when we hear things from different sources, we understand the message a little bit better. And so when there's just one messenger there, it doesn't get as understood as it would if there were two or several on stage.
So in this political process, you know, we kind of find it getting boiled down always to this Democrat-Republican choice. I often call it Coke versus Pepsi. What would you like to see happen to expand our political process so more voices and more parties could be heard?
Well, I think this is an opportunity that presents itself because, regrettably, we're in such a bad financial shape. I really think that the country is going to collapse unless we take drastic action to balance the federal budget now. Not 2 years, 10 years from now, but now. And in conjunction with being a fiscal conservative, I think that what this country also stands for are those civil liberties that we're really taking for granted and really losing more and more of on a daily basis. I like to think that the Libertarian Party combines the best of what it is to be a fiscal conservative and what it really means to stand up for civil liberties, socially liberal, if you will.
Here we go. It's something that our audience understands quite well, having been victims of this war on drugs for so long and seeing our civil liberties being violated on a routine basis over a plant. And we all want to thank you for coming out to the various events in the cannabis community, the hemp fests and the marches, to lend your voice and to give folks your view for America. So you're already well known by our audience for your legalization stand. So I'm just going to propose that marijuana is going to be legalized in one form or another pretty soon. Now, some people propose state-run pharmacy-style distribution systems. Others propose more free market solutions. What solutions for marijuana legalization would you support or propose if you were in the position to do so?
Well, Russ, I think it's going to end up to be a 50-state phenomenon similar to alcohol. You know, we have the same product, but from state to state, they're administered in different ways. If I was a state, if I was a governor implementing the legalization of marijuana, I would want to make it just as free market as possible, making it produce an ID similar to alcohol to purchase. I'd probably just piggyback on alcohol stores, but I'm not set in concrete regarding any of it. I just think the more you get government involved in anything, the more screwed up it becomes. So I do believe we're going to legalize marijuana, and I hope the government doesn't take the step to make it really hard to get and complicate the issue further than it has so been so complicated for my entire lifetime.
No kidding. And we've got two states with marijuana legalization on the ballot. Colorado's proposing legalization of an ounce and home cultivation as well as retail distribution. Washington State, I understand you're on the road heading to Washington State. They are proposing legalization of an ounce and then a state-licensed retail system. But again, they're, unlike alcohol, they're legalizing only a certain amount. You can only purchase a certain amount. So you'd want to see those restrictions lifted perhaps in the future?
I would absolutely want to see those restrictions lifted. But as I'm sure you would agree, incremental steps, if in the right direction, there's nothing wrong with that either. But let's just do it. I'm really believing that Colorado is going to be the domino that causes all 50 states to eventually legalize marijuana.
You know, I just returned from the Baker Institute in Houston, Texas. It was a forum on legalization. And in talking to some opponents and even some supporters, one worry that I kept hearing echoed over and over was this concept, the Marlboroization of marijuana, this idea that big corporations will take over marijuana and they'll advertise it, you know, like Budweiser does with funny, sexy ads on the Super Bowl meant to lure in youth. And since our Supreme Court has said commercial speech equals free speech, what would we do with respect to marijuana advertising, and would you want to try to do anything to protect the kids from that imagery?
Well, I've always been in the having not smoking marijuana today, not drinking alcohol today, but having done both in my lifetime, I've always maintained that legalizing marijuana will lead to less overall substance abuse, because so many users of alcohol now that don't use marijuana because it is criminal, I think would find marijuana to be a much safer alternative. So, looking at advertising for marijuana, I'm also in the camp that although I absolutely, totally, completely support home cultivation of marijuana, I think that's going to be something of the past once we actually legalize marijuana, because why grow it at home when you can go buy it on the shelves, quality, quantity, known, very reasonably priced? Kind of the analogy of would we make bathtub gin today? No, because there's Tanqueray. I think that same phenomenon will exist when it comes to marijuana and being able to buy a Marlboro off the shelf.
Marlboro.
Advertising, like I say, allowing alcohol to be advertised, there's a real hypocrisy to allowing alcohol to be advertised and to not allow marijuana to be advertised when we get to that point, because alcohol is so much more dangerous than marijuana.
This world would be a different place if all of our politicians were as educated on this issue as you are, Governor Johnson. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your drive to speak to us here on Normal Show Live. And folks, if you want to get involved, the website is GaryJohnson2012.com, right?
That's right, Russ. Thanks.
GaryJohnson2012.com, seeking a Libertarian nomination. I saw you had a 50 states bracket pool going up on there. So in non-political news, did you do an NCAA bracket, and how are you doing?
Well, we're trying to qualify for federal matching funds. So that's our setting up those brackets like that. And we're very close to qualifying for federal matching funds. And by very close, I mean just a handful of dollars, just thousands of dollars relative to be able to raise hundreds because of the formula involved in federal matching funds. A long story there. The short outcome is that we're going to qualify, and these brackets help us do that.
Fantastic. And no NCAA picks?
Well, you know, the Lobos won in the first round, and New Mexico is my alma mater, so Go Lobos, man. Get to 16 and keep going.
All right. You heard it here first from Governor Gary Johnson. Go Lobos and go Gary Johnson. GaryJohnson2012.com. Thanks for joining us here again, and I know I will see you again soon.
All right, Russ. Thank you very much.